Morning. A theme for today is there is no mask. So as we begin, remember the words heard are but pointings. Take them into contemplation. And let them be revealed in the heart. So watch a breath as it comes in. And watch as the breath goes out. The breath is not thinking about coming in. And the breath is not thinking about going out. It is just being as it is. And it is just something that we call a breath. So what I'd like to do this morning is to go over last week on the subject of masquerade, and be sure that there is clear seeing. Okay. So we've gone over what we called the character and the mask and the ego idea, and that all labels are concepts. Okay. So what I'd like to do is take a moment and be sure that the words used are recognized as but indicators or pointings as they are intended to be, and to be sure we are not setting up another obstacle. Because quite quickly, the idea of having a mask or being a character or the ego idea, quite quickly, we can allow the mind to turn that into a story of another obstacle that we have to overcome. And that's not where we want to go. So when you're resting in the reality of our being, what I sometimes call rest in the heart, I'm sure you've all heard me say that, and which, by the way, when those words are used, rest in the heart or be in the heart and not the head, the intended meaning from this point of view is for you to get out of the thinking. Get out of mind, get out of thoughts, and get out of the senses and the outer pictures, and be still, and be receptive in the silence of yourself. So that's what I am pointing to when the words rest in the heart are spoken. Be still and receptive to the self. So when we are resting in reality, when we are resting in the heart, in that ever-present stillness, then we can see clearly that there is not a mask. There is not a character, nor is there an ego that must be gotten rid of. So we do not get rid of the mask. We do not try to get rid of the character or make the character better in some way, nor do we try to get rid of the ego. So see clearly that the mask or the character are of the dream. They are of our stories. For instance, I am Mary, not so. I am mother, woman, not so. But Mary becomes a character in a story. Just like John becomes a character in his stories. Alice becomes a character in her stories. So to see clearly that that character or that ego idea is all about the stories. But no matter how long this form would wear the mask of something called Mary, what is present never becomes Mary. It never becomes the story. It is aware of the story, but it never becomes the story. And this is our being. This is our self, that which is aware of the story, but not the story. So again, we do not become the mask. We do not become the character. And we do not become, obviously, the ego. And we never become a thought. We never become our thinking. So often we say, I am this, I am tired, I am hungry, I am desperate, I am fearful, I am guilty, I am shameful, I am kind, or I'm a good guy. The mind is so habitually conditioned to believe that it is the I. And the thoughts that come claiming, I am this, or I am that, are just part of the story. And at that point, we are attempting to put on a mask and write more to the story. If I am saying, oh, I'm so afraid, I can't get off of my chair, or I am paralyzed with fear, I am attempting to put on the mask of a character that is paralyzed by fear. That is what I am attempting to do, and to write more to the story. Now this character, Mary, has had this particular experience now. So then we can go into another aspect of the character where, you know, now I'm a victim of the fear. I'm this, I'm that. And I think you can see quite clearly that that is not what we are. So if you can see clearly enough that the mask is not the reality, that the character is not the reality, that the ego is not the reality, that they have no true existence, then what we are calling a mask, what we're calling a character, and what we're calling an ego are just more aspects to a personal story. One of the good ones is, oh, my mind is so strong. It's so strong. I can't get away from it. It's this. And now I have that aspect in my story and I become the victim to my mind. So I write a little bit more in my story about the character having this issue. I want to let that settle in. When we are claiming this or that, we are attempting to either add something to the character or take away something from the character and write more to the story. Okay, any comments so far? How are we doing? Okay. Okay. So seeing clearly, excuse me, which leads to the understanding then that this so-called seeming actions that take place, such as anger, such as impatience, such as frustration, okay, and all of the actions that you would say is of the ego is not. So take a breath. So in seeing clearly leads to the understanding then that the so-called seeming actions that take place, such as anger, impatience, frustration, and all of the actions you would like to say are of the ego or do say are of the ego, are not. Those actions is seen by awareness as what is just happening in the moment. So, in that moment, are you aware if there is anger? Are you aware if there is something called impatience? Are you aware if there is a feeling of frustration? Yes. And stop there. Do not say, I'm feeling this because of so-and-so, or I'm experiencing this because my ego is so strong or my mind is so strong. There's an awareness of it, period. Do not allow the mind to add to the story. So if there is a continued insistence on what we call negative actions, negative activities, negative feelings. That so if there's something negative that is happening, being of my ego, or being of the strong mind that I have. If we are doing that, if we are insisting that there is something not of myself that is generating negative thoughts, feelings, and ideas, then at that point, we are keeping ourselves in the dream of separation. That which is present is awareness. It has no mask. It is aware of joy. It is aware of anger. It is aware of peace. It is aware of hatred. You are aware, but you are not that which you are aware of. You are not the mask that may seem to be appearing. Like, my ego is appearing now. I'm really frustrated, you know, so this is my ego. No. You are aware of frustration. There is no ego. And again, when we insist that there is something there doing these negative things, we are continuing our dream story of separation. So the best we could do at that point about this negativeness of appearances or actions is to be in the awareness that the consciousness does not yet know itself as consciousness. But you can't make it the mind, you can't make it the ego, you can't make it because of somebody else's actions, you can't make it any of that, but you can be in an understanding, perhaps I do not yet know myself well enough as being the presence of consciousness. So you never become the mask. And you can't even put on a mask about knowing who you are. You can't even put on the mask of a seeker of self, because you already are what's being sought. So there's no mask for knowing who you are, and there's no mask for seeking, a seeker's mask. I got my seeker's mask on. No. You've never been any of that. So it might look like there is a different being there other than consciousness. But there isn't. My little self is here. I think that means ego. My little self is here, and it's angry, or it's frustrated, or it's having a hard time understanding it, or I'm confused, or that sort of thing. that we call up that little self. Well, there is no little self. That's another mask. There's no little self. There's not a you higher self and a you a little self. Okay. But it does seem like that. But again, you have to understand that's just habit. You've accepted the habit of accepting that you are something that you're not, and then begin with the mask of a seeker to find that something that you already are. So when we do not accept or do not acknowledge that we are consciousness, we then live out the concept of separation, because that's the habit. But living that concept, living out from the concept of separation, that's where the suffering comes from. That belief that I am separate from myself and I must find it, I must understand it. The mind cannot reach high enough to even begin to understand what you already are. So take a nice breath again. Let the body have a moment to relax. So, when we are in the realization that we are consciousness, we are awareness, there still may be appearances of anger, there still may be appearances of frustration or impatience. But the difference is when in realization comes the being aware of the appearance and not being the appearance. So there's no suffering. There's no suffering to the apparent appearance. There is no claim to the apparent appearance of I'm angry, I'm frustrated, no. Or I'm being impatient, or I'm being afraid. So those feelings, those actions may be presented. But again, the difference between being in awareness of being and being person or being separation, the action may look identical, but the difference is in awareness, you do not become what you are aware of. So if anger is what's happening at the moment, And that's what's happening at the moment. You're aware of such thing, but you do not claim it. There's no claim that this is what I am. There is awareness of it, but no claim to being it. The same goes with illnesses. Okay, so you wake up and the back's hurting this morning. Okay, the back is hurting this morning. That comes to awareness. But there's no claim. There's no claim from awareness to being what it's aware of. In other words, it's not saying, I am having a bad back. Aware? Yes. Being it? No. So for the one that is realized in its being, in itself as being consciousness, lives as awareness and not the doer nor the object of an appearance. Again, awareness never becomes what it is awareness that of what it is aware of. So can you see all of that clearly? Can you see that there is a place where you are the awareness of the appearance, or there is the place, the dream place, of being the appearance? The place. There is the place where you are the awareness of the appearance. There's awareness of anger or frustration. There's awareness of joy. There's awareness of tasting, of touching. There's awareness. There is the place where you are the awareness of appearances. And there is... in the dream place also of being the appearance. One is reality and one is not. One is the dream, one is truth. So how about some comments? Is this clear? Did we kind of bring it together? So last week, this is what happens when you are living in the idea of separation. And you have to bring this together and understand that, yes, that's the appearance. That's what it seems like. The reality is I am. Consciousness.
May I ask a question, Mary?
Oh, yes, please.
I did the meditation again from the masks, and in a single moment, it's like there were no masks and there was pure consciousness, and the body and the sickness and the fear became just a sense of.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering. There were a lot of activities, but I couldn't feel the sense of the activity of consciousness itself. Is is the movement the activity or consciousness, or does consciousness itself has a quality of activity or its nature? I couldn't sense the difference.
But who's the one that's trying to sense a difference? That's where I would say go back to your heart and be still, because the mind has gotten involved trying to figure something out. And there's nothing to figure out.
Is there a quality in the pure, does the pure consciousness has some quality or different? Like I could sense that there was nothing there. There was no shape, no form, but it was like I was in complete emptiness. And I had this, it's like when I don't put on a mask, there's just nothing, no movement, no form, just nothing.
Be very careful about who's putting on a mask or who's taking off a mask. There's no mask to put on. There's no mask to take off. We used the masks last week, showing that this is what takes place when we live in the idea of separation. We wear these different masks. You can say that consciousness is wearing the mask, but consciousness would be aware of wearing the mask, or awareness would be aware of it. But consciousness, it doesn't have any differentiations. It just is. And that can be at times difficult to grasp, that it just is. Like it's not good, it's not bad. It's not kind, nor is it unkind. Because mind always wants to make a distinction that it's this or it's that. And you can't, and that's not possible with what you are. There's no distinctions. There's the emptiness that is spoken of is to be empty, is to leave the appearances alone. Don't let the mind go out and play in the appearances. Be empty of all of that. Leave that aside. I'm not what you're seeking when I'm not sure what you're seeking when you're saying I didn't feel emptiness. No, the idea or the habit of a character is never going to experience emptiness.
But the difficulty was there is nothing here.
There is nothing here.
Yeah.
But awareness.
Yes, but it was like nothing. It's like any.
Because
I'm
awareness would have to be aware that there is nothing here.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was difficult to keep standing there because it's like there's nothing here. It's like
but
just
who was having the difficulty? Was it the idea of a character?
Having I think the secret.
The what?
Still the seeker.
Right. So when you're aware, okay, I think the seeker is confused or the seeker is having a problem, then you have to step back and say, wait a minute, there isn't a seeker. There's nothing to be sought. There's nothing to seek. It's already present. But when there is that attempt to pick up the mask and play in the dream, then yes, the confusion comes. The difficulty comes. The impatience comes. Okay.
Yes.
Or the frustration comes because you have something that has no existence attempting to make some kind of an existence. If I can believe that I am confused, then there will be the play of confusion.
Yes.
If I can convince myself that I am confused, but there is no I am confused. I am is not confused. It is the overlay that you're attempting to put on. It's the mask of confusion that you are attempting to put on to something called emptiness.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Okay, did you follow that? That the confusion or the non-understanding is there because of the attempt to put on the mask of I don't understand, or I can't understand this, or it's quite confusing, or I didn't feel this, so therefore, why didn't I feel that? So that's all about putting on the mask of I'm not there yet. I don't get this yet. I don't understand it. Write it on your hand right now. The mind will never understand what you are. Don't go there. Do not go to mind for clarification. Go to the heart. Go to stillness. Go to silence. But do not go to the mind for clarification on what you are. It doesn't know. When there is that temptation to claim I am, and then you put something after that, I am frustrated, I am confused, I am impatient, I am not understanding.
Mary?
Yes.
I feel like one of the things that is important is to understand, like we've talked about, the nature of God, because I've noticed that with, you know, if I leave that fundamental out, then I'm trying to push something away or get away from something or resist something. It's just something that I've noticed. Like when I feel the inclusiveness or the embracing feeling, then I don't feel like I'm trying to be blank or empty, or I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say, but I feel like sometimes it feels like I'm trying to resist something by saying I'm not this or I'm not that.
Okay. No, in the beginning, for a beginner, you know, to make the statements, no, I'm not the ego. Okay. Or I'm not separate from what is. Those are fine statements. There's nothing wrong with those. And you're not resisting anything. You're just making a statement. I'm not the body, I'm not the mind. But you have to mature and take even that a step further. Why am I not the body? Why am I not the mind? But when you go back to the nature of God, you have to also bring that home too. whatever the nature of God is the nature of my own self, because God and I are the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that can't even just be a statement about the nature of God, as long as that maintains a sense of separation, sense of two-ness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to actually resist. If there's a sense of resistance, then that's a good opportunity to be still for a moment and say, and recognize, I don't need to resist anything. I don't need to resist thoughts. I don't need to resist feelings. I don't need to resist emotions, because the magnitude of the magnificence of my being is all inclusive. That's where you get oneness, the one from. All inclusive. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not sure if I touched on what you were asking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
But yeah, resistance is an opportunity to see that there is, again, the mask is there of separation.
Mm-hmm.
Why God needs not to resist anything.
Mm-hmm.
Consciousness doesn't. Well, conscious is it to begin with. And awareness is aware that there is a sense of resistance. So at that moment, be still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just
thank
be
you.
Still. You're welcome, love.
Mary, can I say something because I can relate to her?
Okay.
It's like I come from this Christian background to say God is infinite, God is good, God is all, blah, blah, blah. And that's what I tried to say earlier, that when I went in this consciousness, I was looking for these qualities of God and I couldn't sense them or realize them. And then was something that said, oh, that's not it. I can't recognize God in here.
But because you had person there, you had mind there. That's why. Mind cannot recognize God.
Okay.
It just can't. That's okay. That's not its mission.
Thank you, Mary.
Yeah. Don't take mind with you anywhere. Just let it be. Yeah, just let it be. It's a wonderful instrument when you're using it, but it's terrible when you're letting it use you. Okay. Okay, so how are we doing? We got, is everyone now kind of clear?
Yes.
There isn't anyone that is separate from what they believe that they're seeking. If you're seeking emptiness, it's already there. If you're seeking yourself, it's already there. If you're seeking happiness, it's already there. If you're seeking abundance, it's already there. If you're seeking love, it's already present. There is nothing you can seek. It is not already there. But it's not there in mind. It is never there in mind. It is always there in the heart. Always. And nothing that you can think, say, or do will make it any different. And never be separate from what you are. Okay. We have some more input. Okay. So, no matter the situation, the reality of you will always be aware of it. Okay. But the reality never becomes the situation, never becomes the appearance, never becomes the mask. And I think that's a good note to end on. Awareness never becomes what it is aware of. Okay. So if we have no more comments, I think we'll just take a breath. And close this one up. So let us pray. Most beloved self, thanks be to being that there is nothing to do. And thanks be to being that there is nothing to be spoken of. And thanks be to being that I rest in the silence of awareness. I am as I am, and I am that. Amen. Om Namaste.